Tips of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit's book contains many secrets. How long have you been a hermit? Asked the dead man of Giovanni. El ermitaño is only what I am called locally, replied the holy man. A more accurate description of me would be the word anchorite. What is an anchorite? Asked the dead man curiously. Why, it is a term that comes from the old French word anchorete, which in turn comes from the Latin anchorete, and derives from the Greek anchoreta, and in turn it is akin to the Sanskrit jahati, meaning he who renounces. It is a term used to describe certain people who withdraw from the world because of religious reasons or convictions. More literally, it means to yield place. Aye. Do you always give such complicated explanations? Asked the dead man, shaking his head. Oh, that isn't complicated, smiled Giovanni at him. Let me show you what complicated is. The hermit reached into the folds of his robe and produced a worn-out, leather-bound book. He handed it to Laureano de la Torre. This, he said, is a diary of my travels. I have been keeping it ever since I left Italy. The dead man leafed through it, curious about what the hermit had written within, but he was forced to hand it back to its owner, even more perplexed than ever before. I can't read it, he stammered ashamedly. If he had been alive, it is certain that the dead man would have blushed. Giovanni kissed the book and put it back into the folds of his garment. I have kept this diary for a long time, he said. It is written in 5 different languages. Sometimes I even intermix the languages and throw in a good measure of archaic languages as personal reminders to myself. Do you ever write anything that isn't about your travels? Scoffed the dead man. Very little, came the answer. Once when I was in Alcama, Chile, I decided that I might have a better understanding of what I was going to do if I were to translate the Gospels from the ancient languages into Spanish. I wanted to experience what San Jerónimo had done when he first did it centuries ago. I sought out a cave high in the mountain crags, and when I was walking, a wind whipped up, and it seemed to be talking to me. I heard a voice issue forth from a cave, and it whispered, Come abide in me. Come abide in me. Come abide in me. I went into the cave and sat down. That is where I had my first vision of what it would mean to be alone. And now, said the dead man to him, you are ready to cultivate new visions. We are approaching the first waterfall. It is here that I must leave you for the first time. You see, I am not permitted to enter the cave behind the waterfall. You must go in by yourself, and when you come back out, I will be waiting to guide you to your next waterfall and cave. Keep your ears and eyes open, for you will be tested at every sight. Use every instinct to distinguish between what is good and what is not. Use your mystic vision to hear color and to see sound. Giovanni was somewhat puzzled about the idea of how one could possibly hear color and see sound. It was as if the dead man were deliberately trying to distort his senses. Laureano de la Torre was rambling on in word combinations that didn't make much sense to the hermit. Do not walk, for you can fly. Taste, but do not use your tongue. Learn to recognize the odor of sanctity. Feel the life within rocks. As the hermit was watching Laureano de la Torre, the dead man faded into the shadows and Giovanni found himself alone. All was purple. The shadows had engulfed the entire valley. He could not see well. The hermit struggled up the last few steps leading up to the first waterfall, and he whispered reverently, Ay, in manos tuas, Domine. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.